The boy is, there's my boy, mm-hmm. and son and married, yeah, that's son-in-law. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you call a female. You call her a what? She's a little female. You call her a, what would you call her? Girl.
Good. Yeah, they're good. And then you call the boy a boy. Mm-hmm.
If a woman is about to have a child, what do you say? She's what?
She's pregnant, or yes, she's in family way.
In the family way.
Yeah.
Is it more polite to say she's in the family way?
Yeah, both of them saying that thing.
Mm-hmm. Now say if you're going to have
and a heap of them said they broke the leg.
any other joking term, kind of like broke a leg that people might use?
No.
if you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman that might help you out is called what?
Midwife.
Anything else you'd ever call? Ever call a granny woman?
Granny, yeah, that's right.
And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes as daddy and has the same kind of nose, you might say he...
Like his father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like his father, yeah. Okay, and what you do to children is, so you might say, well, even though her husband died, she brought the children up. How else might you say that? She did what to the children? She raised them, or what else could you say?
Well, when she died, she raised them, mm-hmm. the best she could.
Yeah, would you ever say she reared them?
Yeah, that's right.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, if a child's been bad, you might say, you get in the house or you're going to, you say you're going to,
whooping.
Yeah, give him a whooping.
Give him a whooping. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And let's see. If you saw your little grandson and say he was about 3 inches taller this year than he was last year, you say, my, how you've
grow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's growing.
And what would you usually call, say, an illegitimate child? A child, you know, illegitimate? What would you usually call him?
That's I don't know if that's what would you call what he said.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that what you call a bastard child?
Bastard, yeah.
Is there any other name that you might use, maybe more polite name than that people might use? Or is there any kind of another name that you'd use there?
No.
Anybody ever call him a volunteer?
Volunteer, yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Your brother has a son, and he would be your what? Your brother's son is your...
My niece.
Mm-hmm. You have nieces and
grandchildren.
You have nephews.
Mm-hmm.
And a child that's lost his father and mother is a... Is what?
Fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And mothers.
Yeah, and what else could you call a child? They might put him in what? They put him in an institution?
Yeah, that's right.
What would you call that institution?
No, exactly no.
Do you ever call it an orphanage? Maybe? Or you called him an orphan ever?
Orphan, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Say a boy, little kid loses both his mother and father, and what would the court appoint to look after him?
They want somebody to see at him and raise him and do the best they can by him, what? Because he's mother and father.
Mm-hmm. What would they call that person that looked after him there?
They call him, that's his
call it a guard.
Guardian. Mm-hmm. Guardian over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, guardian over.
Mm-hmm. If someone has the same family name and looks like you, you might say, but actually no relation, you might say, well, this person has the same, may have the same name that I have and may look like me, but actually we're no
one knows, yeah.
You just say, we're just
not my nation, not no nation.
Yeah, no kin, yeah. Something like that. Okay, someone who comes into town and you've never seen him before, he's a what?
Stranger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, what about somebody from another country who comes over?
He's stranger.
Mm-hmm. You ever call him a foreigner?
No, that's...
Just stranger?
Stranger.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, I'll ask you a few questions about names here. What, you know the name of the mother of Jesus? What was what her name was?
Mary, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. And you know, see, one of them, when they went to the tomb there, they had the two Marys and who was the sister of Lazarus in the Bible there? Mary and
Martha?
Yeah,
mm-hmm, that's
mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
You know a nickname, say, for a girl named Helen that begins with an N? I tell you, it's a song that's a Wait Till the Sun Shines. Who's it? Wait Till the Sun Shines. You hear Nelly?
No.
You ever hear that song, Wait Till the Sun Shines, Nelly?
No, not Nelly. No,
never heard that song. Okay, if you have a boy named William, what are some of the things that you could nickname him?
William.